It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary, hosted by me and my big ol' forehead. This is the podcast where I read the dictionary and I talk about it and make jokes and try to explain things in other ways. If it's unclear, try and figure out things, and we just have fun learning stuff. Yeah. Okay, the first word in this episode is evacuate, or evacuate, or evacuate. Not much of a difference there. Evacuate. Verb from the 15th century, starting with transitive. Number one, to remove the contents of, and the synonym is empty. I feel like the first example I can think of with this definition, and probably a couple of these other ones. In fact, you know what? We might see this. We'll just hold off on that, I guess. I don't know. Well, evacuate. Empty. Empty in a thing. I got some lotion here. My hands get all dry. I'm slowly evacuating this big bottle of lotion. Very slowly. Number two is to discharge from the body as waste, and the synonym is void. This is sometimes you'll hear, I guess probably doctors and maybe more medical people say, evacuate the bowels. I don't know why they are saying this all the time. All the time, the doctors are saying, evacuate your bowels, evacuate your bowels. It's voiding it, getting rid of the waste stuff. You gotta exit it out of the body. Get it out of the body. Evacuate. Number three, to remove something, as gas or water, from especially by pumping. So there's gas. When you go fill up your gas tank in your car, hopefully we have less of those over the next handful of years, but we still got a lot of gas cars. You're evacuating the gas from the pump. Or there's those old school water pumps. You got to rump, 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 rump. You got to pump the thing, and then the water's going to be evacuated. What was it, gas or water? Pumping. Yeah, I don't know what else you're pumping to pull the stuff out of it. Number 4A, to remove especially from a military zone or dangerous area. This is probably the one that most people are using the word evacuate. You got to evacuate the area. There's probably, we got more though that are similar. It's unsafe. It's unsafe, so we got to evacuate. Number 4B, to withdraw from military occupation of a place. Same thing, similar thing. 4C, more similar. The synonym is vacate, as in we're ordered to evacuate the building. Yep, this is the other one that's the most common, probably. There's a fire. There's flooding, I don't know, maybe fire mostly, probably any some sort of physical problem in the building that's unsafe. A plane crashed into the building. You probably want to evacuate. You're not supposed to use the elevators. You're supposed to use the stairs. A lot easier going down the stairs than going up the stairs if you got 50 flights. I've been through many fire drills. I don't think they've ever been a real fire drill. These are test fire drills to make sure that technology is working and make sure people follow the rules, see how fast they can get out. I've evacuated things there. Have I ever had to evacuate anything else in an unsafe situation? Can't really think of any. Feels like that's a little surprising. There must be something. There must be something. Okay, next is intransitive. Those were all transitive. Here's intransitive. Hello, intransitive. Number one, to withdraw from a place in an organized way, especially for protection. So in the transitive, are you doing the action yourself? In this one, you are evacuating other things, right? I don't know, to withdraw from a place in an organized way, especially for protection. That also seems like sort of the fire drill in the building kind of thing. Number two, to pass, here we go, we're just calling it out right here, to pass urine or feces from the body. So I guess the evacuate the bowels is probably more of the intransitive than the transitive. Because you're doing it, it's happening to, I don't know. But yes, what's the object, what's the subject, I don't know. You're evacuating this, your waste. Evacuative or evacuative, that is an adjective. This is from Middle English, which means to draw off morbid humors. Okay, well, let's talk about that. Back in the day, they thought that the body was filled with these humors. Is that what they were? Was it like the four humors? Morbid. The morbid humors. I guess a lot of people were spelling it H-U-M-O-U-R. No, not humorous jokes, dark morbid humor. What were the, is that what the humors? Yeah, but no, I don't want jokes. No jokes, please. Maybe I just should change this to the four humors. Is that what they were? Yes, it's the blood, the yellow bile, the black bile, and the phlegm. That's what I thought it was. I wanted to confirm. So, you know, they thought that you had these things, so they thought they were like, oh, well, you got too much blood in your system. You got to evacuate the blood. You got to get rid of it. So I guess that's what that's from. From the Latin, evacuatus. If it looks like evacuatus, evacuatus, which is from the verb evacuare, which means to empty. Plus, from the E prefix plus wacus. I don't know how they said it exactly, but, you know, I know the V is a W sound. V-A-C-U-U-S, evacuus, which means empty. So, yep, it's just about emptying a thing, your bowels, the building, your brain. I think I have evacuated my brain. Okay, sound effect time. Beep, 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 boo, beep, boo. The next word is evacuation, noun from the 14th century. One, the act or process of evacuating. And two, something evacuated or discharged. So the thing, if the people have been evacuated from the building when there's a fire drill, then the people would be the evacuation. You can liken the people to your bowels when you evacuate your bowels, which are also the evacuation. I hope you're having lots of good evacuations. I very much hope so. I feel like I just did this sound effect. Is there something else that we can do? The brain wants to just keep on doing the same sounds. No, that's the one I did yesterday. Whatever, we'll just make something. Okay, the next word is evacuee. Evacuee, noun from 1918, an evacuated person. So the person could be the evacuation, but we typically don't use words like that for people. We like to put in the EE suffix at the end, or maybe the ER or the OR suffix at the end when we're talking about a person who is this thing. The evacuee. Leaving a very dangerous situation in a country, they would be evacuees. They've been evacuated. Next is evade or evade. Verb from 1513, starting with intransitive. One, to slip away. Ooh, to slip away, unnoticed. Do an Irish goodbye. You just leave without saying anything, without saying goodbye. You're just evading all the people that you don't want to talk to. Two, to take refuge in escape or avoidance. So to take refuge in escape or avoidance. So you you very much appreciate the fact that you get to avoid things. Trying to think of another way to word that, but yes, you're like, I'm escaping, I'm avoiding, and it's great. Okay, transitive is to, number one, to elude by dexterity or stratagem. So you are using your wily ways, your smarts, your cunning. You're like a weasel, and you're using your skills to get out of a situation. Maybe a bad person is trying to steal your purse, or maybe the cops are trying to get you. Maybe you did something bad, but either way, it doesn't matter. You're evading. Number two, A, to avoid facing up to. You have to face up to something that you did, but you're avoiding it. As in the example, evaded the real issues. Oh, we don't want to deal with the real issues. We want to live in a fantasy world. Don't make me deal with the real issues of work and life and chores and stuff. No, I want to evade all those. I just want to go sleep or watch movies or play games or whatever. Okay, number 2B, to avoid the performance of. The synonyms are dodge and circumvent, especially to fail to pay. To fail to pay anything, but typically the example is taxes. Evade taxes. You hear that all the time in the movies and the TV shows. Oh, they evaded their taxes, and so they got to pay the back taxes. The government is coming for the taxes. Yes, performance of pain. Number 2C is to avoid answering directly and then also turn aside. So evading the question. Are you evading the question that we asked you? What were you doing on the night of February 30th at 7:41 p.m.? Yes, I'm going to. No, I'm sorry. I'm just going to look away. I will not answer the question. Nope. If I don't look at you, that means I don't have to ask. You don't exist. Okay. Where are we? Number 3 is to be elusive to. To be elusive to. The synonym is baffle, as in the simple personal meaning evaded them. And that is a quote from C.D. Lewis, Compact Disc Lewis. To be elusive to, baffling, to the simple personal meaning evaded them. The simple personal meaning evaded them. What was C.D. Lewis talking about? It was such a simple meaning. They didn't even get it. They didn't use their common sense. This is me all the time. I'm often not using my common sense. I think I am, but I'm not. The simplest little thing just evades my brain. I don't make the connections like a lot of other people do. I am baffled by words that people use. A synonym is the word escape. Evadable is an adjective, and evader is a noun. Darth Evader is... I don't think of Darth Vader as evading. He's like, no, I'm going to get... Although he did evade something, he's like, I got to escape now. It's time for me to escape. That's how he said it. He didn't say it in anything like, I must escape. I must evade. I am Darth Evader. Where's this word from? It's from Latin evadere, which is from the e prefix plus vadere, which means to go or walk. That's it. To go or walk. There's more at the word wade, like wading in the water. So just going and walking. I'm going to evade this situation just casually walking away. Nope, you don't see me. That'll get you out of a lot of situations. If you just start walking away and don't look suspicious, you can evade pretty good, I bet. Next word is evagination. Evagination. Yeah, you hear something in there, probably. Noun from circa 1676. Number one, an act or instance of everting. And we're going to see avert in a few episodes from now. I mean, is that like I'm trying to think. Have I ever used this word avert? Have I ever come across this word evert? I have an idea of what it is, but I'm not entirely sure if that's right, so I'm not going to say it. Number two for evagination is a product of eversion. Oh, and the synonym is outgrowth. Huh, outgrowth. So something is growing out of a thing, or itself is coming out. Well, let's look at the etymology. This is from the Lower Latin evaginatio, or evaginatio, which means act of unsheathing. From the Latin evaginare, which means to unsheathe. From the E prefix plus, well, I guess they would pronounce it vagina. It's the word vagina, but I don't know how is that pronounced in Latin. It's so close. It's like the English, the way that we pronounce it in English is too close. It's too much. Anyway. The word vagina, however the Latin people pronounce it, is sheath. You know, it's you put the sword in the sheath and all that stuff. That's where it comes from. So unsheathing, it's the opposite. And is this literally in some sort of medical situation where the vagina has come out of the body? Flipped inside out, possibly. I mean, I think that there are medical cases where something like this has happened. Evagination, I guess that's what it's called. Now, I do got to do a quick little look to evert. Let's just see. Evert, eversion, that's the one. Yeah. Yes. This is literally turning inside out. So yes, this is definitely in a medical situation. I hope this never happens to you or anybody you know, or just anybody in general. How does this happen? What happens when this evagination? I've heard of this. I did not know that this was the word. The E prefix is the thing that does it. It's because it's out. It's flipping it around. It's, you know, there's lots of uses for that E prefix. Okay, let's move on. Eval, E-V-A-L, abbreviation for evaluation. Evaluable. Adjective from 1880, able to be evaluated. Can you evaluate a thing? Yes. Is there anything that's not evaluable? I mean, I guess if it's priceless, that would be not evaluable. That would be inevaluable, unevaluable. Evaluate. A transitive verb from 1842. Number one, to determine or fix the value of. To determine the value of or fix the value of. Set the value of. You're saying this is this value. This is worth this much for whatever reason. The person who made it, how rare it is. Lots of factors go into that. The condition it's in. How old is it? The Antiques Roadshow. You know, all those. What's the word I'm thinking of? Those auction, like the auction things and whatever. They got to evaluate. They got to figure out how much does this thing cost? How much is it worth? Not how much does it cost. How much is it worth? So you got to evaluate it. Number two, to determine the significance, worth, or condition of, usually by careful appraisal and study. Yeah, definitely. I think of Antiques Roadshow, and they're like, well, We got to look at the history. We got to look at, we got to do the research to figure out, you know, what were the situations, who made this, how many are left, all those things. A synonym is the word estimate. Estimate, you were like, well, I think it's this much money. It's probably about here or there. Estimate, we're estimating the value, and so we're going to evaluate it. Evaluation is a noun. Evaluative or evaluative is an adjective. And evaluator is a noun. They're just evaluating. Oh, that's worth $5. Oh, that's worth $72. What's this word from? Let's see. Anything. Okay, we're taking it down to Middle French. Evaluation, which is from evaluer, which means to evaluate. Yeah, it's from E plus value, which is value. Next is evanesce. E-V-A-N-E-S-C-E. Evanesce. Intransitive verb from 1822. To dissipate like vapor. I have dissipated into a vapor very quickly. In the Avengers, there was a lot of evanescing in the Avengers when Thanos went... let's see. This is from the Latin evanescere, evanescere, which doesn't say what that means, but there is more at the word vanish, so maybe it's vanishing.
Boo, 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 boo.
Next is evanescence, the name of a band. E-V-A-N-E-S-C-E-N-C-E. Evanescence. This is a noun from 1751. Number one, the process or fact of evanescing, which is dissipating like a vapor. Number two, evanescent quality. You have an evanescent quality, you are evanescence, and maybe you're just like, your quality, your physical quality, your mental quality is just like, whoa. The next word, hey, we just said it, evanescent, adjective from 1717, tending to vanish like vapor. Tending, it's a synonym is transient, like Maybe the people coming into town, they're like, oh, I'm coming in, I'm hanging out, and then I leave. I'm just like vapor. I just tend to just move around like vapor. Yeah. People are not literally vapor, but they can move, they can act, they can be like vapor. They can be evanescent. They can be the band Evanescence. Why did the band choose the name Evanescence? Is there music like vapor? I don't know. Yep, that's all about vapor. Okay, we have one more word, two forms.
Wee boop wee boo.
The last word is evangel. Evangel. E-V-A-N-G-E-L. First form, noun from the 14th century. The synonym is just gospel. That's it, gospel. This word is from, let's see, Greek, evangelion, which is good news or gospel. So I guess the gospel is the good news. From evangelos, which is bringing good news. And that is from the EU prefix plus angelos. This is Greek, and I don't know how they pronounce that. Angelos. Which is messenger. Ah, so angelos, the angels are the messengers bringing the message, bringing the good news. Then that's the gospel. You call the gospel, I guess. I didn't do like the churchy religious stuff. So a lot of these words, I'm like, I kind of know, but not fully know. So evangel is just the gospel. Well, so now we got to go on to the next word. It's the second form of evangel. Evangel, noun from 1614. The synonym is evangelist, which I believe will be in the next word, the next episode. Evangelist is the one who is evangeline, the gospel, the good news, the good word. What do they got to say? What are those angels saying? Those angels are bringing the news. What's the news? Hey, get your news. One penny for the good news. Okay, whatever. Let's pick a word of the episode. Today we had evacuate, evacuation, evacuee, evade, evagination. It's too close to imagination. They're so different. evaluable, evaluate, evanescence, evanescent, evangel, and evangel. I think I want to pick one of these evanesce words. Maybe evanesce. Evanesce is to dissipate like a vapor. Evanesce. My song is evanesce. And that's it. It dissipated like a vapor. I would love to tell you about another movie that I watched. We just watched a new one last night, so I got to put it on the list. We watched Face Off. We watched Face Off. Yes, that movie, that Face Off, with the Nicolas Cage and the John Travolta. And the podcast, How Did This Get Made, did an episode about it, which I don't remember if I had heard it when it aired, but it came back on their feed. They're releasing old episodes, and I was like, this is a good opportunity. This is a good reminder for me to watch this movie. And Sharon had never seen it, so we finally, and neither one of us had ever seen it. We finally watched it, and you know what? I friggin' love this movie. It's so ridiculous and amazing, and I think that you should watch it, and I want to talk about it, but not right now. It's ridiculous and great. Okay, that's it. Go watch Face Off, and then listen to the How Did This Get Made episode about it, if it's still available, because, yeah, I mean, they get into it. They talk all about it. This is the end of the episode. It is dissipating like a vapor. It is an evanesce episode. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.